Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Stepping into Mastery, where you will be taken into the dimensions of higher consciousness teachings to tap into your master soul and become one with all that is. So each month we'll be gathering in with many messages from the masters, and I look forward to the essence of your own presence.
Hello, everyone. I welcome you all to the new Blog Talk Radio studio that I've set up. Stepping into Mastery is what the channel is going to be called, so that all of the gateways, the Telepathic Tuesdays, Equinoxes, and various events that I'll be hosting will be always on this Blog Talk Radio, so we'll be connecting with many of you. And tonight, I really want to do an activation kind of to move you into the higher state, to prepare you for the 2-2 gateway that's coming up rather quickly. And since we're moving into this change, I mean, everything is moving so rapidly right now. And the change and the awareness, it seems like it's all coming together and awakening the heart, awakening the mind, and all of these energies that have been coming in, they just seem to be shifting that awareness another notch up. We're really aware of these old routines, these old programs that we really don't want to follow anymore. And it seems like this mastery level of this course that I opened up with for the year, called Stepping into Mastery, couldn't be put together at such a better time. And I was thinking the other day, like, just sitting in stillness in the morning here by the lake, I thought, how do you stay in this higher consciousness, and how do we get into the super consciousness with all these 3D consciousness programs of the society that we live in and the belief systems that we have? I mean, we're really in a state of transforming here. And how did Jesus align the minds to so many people in his time? You know, like, this is something that we're all, as light workers, teachers, healers, shamans, we're all going through this because we're all elevating and we're all transforming. And it's just something that's a real rapid pace that's shifting for this 2019. So I kind of had a epiphany, I guess you might say, an aha moment. But I had Jesus' voice come in right when I was thinking about this consciousness and super consciousness, higher conscious, master soul conscious. How did you do that? And all I heard him say was, "Come and I will make you fishers of men." If the mind is to go fishing for a new consciousness, is that really where he took them when they went out on the water for so many hours in the boat? And just think of it as a parable that Jesus might have been teaching them how to sit in stillness and wait on the word and its vibration of consciousness, and to pull into finding the greatness within. It's really moving into a higher mind when you're pulling into the greatness at that time within. If the word he spoke houses a vibrational consciousness of love, peace, and abundance, then shouldn't we be fishing for that same stillness and greatness that Jesus was teaching him? And each one of those disciples he would sit with and give them, come and be a fisherman of these light frequencies. So he would sit with these disciples and speak the word to them while they were fishing. And as he was doing this, he was raising up their consciousness. And as they transitioned into the higher consciousness, they began to see, feel, and know more of their light within. And so I just, you know, I had this quietness with Jesus the other day, looking out on the water and thinking, there is a stillness and a quietness when you're resting your mind on the waves of the lake and the energies of the trees. And that quiet stillness is where we're tapping into the unknown, no different than the fishermen sitting there, throwing their line out, tapping into the unknown. Is there going to be a fish on the end of that line? Are they going to be sitting there forever? No different than us sitting here and casting a line of energies to tap into a higher grid system of abundance, of peace, and of love. And so I thought tonight would be a good night to get together and move into the stillness and tap into the higher consciousness and the higher masters who've been walking with us together since the 11-11-11 and 12-12-12 and solstice and new year, and they just keep empowering us. So we're going to do an activation right now and see where you go. Okay, so let's just get ourselves nicely anchored into this wonderful stillness with our feet and deeply rooted into Mother Earth. And hold on to your strands of threads of higher consciousness so that you can take a journey to meet your higher soul's consciousness tonight through stillness. I'm going to take everyone into a higher state of connecting to the master soul and working with the higher star elders and star nations who seem to be walking more and more in our midst each day. I'm bringing in a column of light around me as I get anchored. And I'm bringing in the higher strands of the light beings who walk with me. And so that the heightening of the stillness vibration around all of the crown chakras of all who are joining us would move into a synchronized state of oneness. So just relax your shoulders, relax the jaw, and just breathe in the essence of this stillness. As if you're floating on the water, tapping into the higher consciousness as Jesus had the disciples sit with him and tap into the quietness. Let everything just fall away from the back of the head, off the shoulders, down the arms, falling off the back of the spinal column. The adrenal letting go, cleansing, purifying the inner body and the outer body. Breathing in and breathing out the old energies. And breathing in light with the stillness. Star elders, star nations, and star beings are arriving across the galaxies, across the cosmos, connecting to your grid system on this planet. Sparks of light radiate in all of the Gaia's grid systems, in all of her ocean floors, are beginning to tap into your foot chakras. The ancient ones call out to you from many dimensions and many timelines. So below, ancient ones, crystal kingdoms, have been pulling on my foot chakras as they are pulling on all of your foot chakras, tapping you into alignment, balancing your frequencies into the new crystalline vibrations that Gaia's body is transitioning into. While above and beyond the star nations and star constellations are assisting us in elevating our consciousness back into the oneness of light. Many and the many more know who you are. The known and the unknown see your light grid system around you as you continue to move into a higher state of consciousness. You are transmitting and emanating a new grid system, a higher light consciousness for the communications of corridors to be activated. Bringing in the stillness once more. Connect to it. Breathe it into your heart. The electromagnetic pulse within your heart aligns to the electromagnetic pulse on your palm chakras. These are waveforms of new electricities that have been arriving with the plasma, photonic light waves, gamma rays, and infinite light rays. To breathe in this crystal light waves and vibrations as you anchor your body into the heartbeat of Gaia. We honor the stillness and the essence of the present. We breathe in this heightened frequency into our hearts and hold. To expand and radiate that essence within us into the entire chakra body. The essence of the heightened vibrations that have been arriving on this planet, and all those who have been igniting their own heightened states of their own vibrational crystals and crystal soul seedlings, have begun communicating, have begun telepathically connecting the grid systems in other dimensions, yet onto one another. And the crystal formations of crystallized hidden light codes have begun tapping into your own master essence and its light seedlings within you are beginning to tap within your heart. Within your heart is where you are reclaiming, rebirthing, reactivating your true crystal soul essence. And throughout 2019, and most assuredly by 2020, the ongoing, incoming, escalating intelligences will telepathically be your communication threads through stillness. We will become fishers of men. Our minds are that what will be transforming. And a fire of the Phi code of light and its Phi frequency of intelligences will create a white fire flame that will pour upon all crown chakras throughout this year. It will awaken the abilities within your inner mind's eye. It'll tap into the crystals of the pineal, amplify the crystals within the heart, and sweep away all thought forms of the mind. And the inner mind's eye will see from perspective frequencies of intelligent crystals of your master's inner mind's eye. The crystal seeds within the heart, within the pineal, will spark and ignite the golden essence of a holiest presence that shall adorn you and your own heightened peace vibrations, abundance vibrations, and emanations of highest silhouettes of your own master's vibrations will begin walking in harmonic tones around you. Your own master guides whom you work with, the spiritual ones you connect with, the illumined and ascended ones will be guiding you to new connections, and your heart will be sending ringing transmissions of waveforms of light into your outer field. You have already been receiving the heightened pitched ringing in your ears. That awareness that your outer body's fields of your own essence of your master's consciousness has been growing into a silhouette around you is preparing you. For there is an amplification within the heart chakra to begin aligning to this new electromagnetic pulse of Gaia and all that is moving around your body. Just receive. Breathe it in. It is this heightened electromagnetic pulse that you are incepting into your heartbeat, children. That is cleansing, clearing, healing, and releasing you from old waveforms and old cellular memories. Yet it is amplifying, guiding, guarding you all the while you are in stillness with your own higher consciousness. Fishers of men, sitting in stillness, the water waves and the vibrations of Gaia's heartbeat below their boat, whilst they did tap into the essence of Holy Presence. Anchu kuramatina, the white fire, ichukodatarana, fire. Fire. Shushu Kurabana, golden ratios of five frequencies, child, creates fire. Ratio. Dekashitokura is a heightened frequency. And it is spinning on the crowns in the infinity symbol upon the third eye. The golden ratio of five frequency is an infinity symbol that is settling on the third eye, or the white fire flame is upon the crown chakra. Your crown of glory is of golden five frequencies of intelligent waveforms and ratios of grid systems of light. Into Kobach, you don't know, these five ratios are balancing left and right brain, balancing masculine and feminine vibrations, and aligning the inner fields within your body to the higher fields beyond, around, and back within to your inner field. Crystal. Soul seeds, infinite symbol, moving so within to the so without, to the so within to the so without, sowing the phi ratio in the infinity symbol to the inner fields, to the outer fields, to the inner fields, to the outer fields. This higher field that is moving within you is the essence of absolute peace within your inner mind. Feel the clarity within your inner ear. Feel the essence of your own consciousness rising up into the fifth dimension of light. Feel your heartbeat shimmering of lightness and peace. The essence on the crown is much heavier now, as the golden flame of that phi ratio frequency is aligning and adapting and synchronizing
much higher than you realize.
The 12th dimensional vibration has been arriving in the outer fields around the head, around the heart, around the hands, more than you know. And you must be anchored deeper and even deeper into Gaia's heartbeat each day. And even now, as you are transmitting this golden flame of light through your heart and down through your feet and into the core of Gaia, we are growing into light beings. We are harmonically attuning our vibrational body's fields into higher consciousness vibrations of phi ratio frequencies. The crown of the flame of white light amplifies the connective fields to other grid systems, to sacred languages, and harmonic vibrations of information to raise up your consciousness to the white fire flame on the crown. Aba ad shichur uvaharna kunti ishiro korana. We are here, child. We are aligned and we are heightened vibrational threads of consciousness light quotients around you. We are transmitting light codes to connect to all light souls in all grid systems of all dimensions and all timelines, known and unknown. Arayachushuku, the higher infinite ones and masters, star elders, star nations, beyond the beyond this planet's consciousness, are all transmitting consciousness waveforms that is awakening, aligning into the originating light soul being and its crystal seed consciousness on all fields on this body. Bahadachu, you should know your fields, both inner body fields and outer body fields. Abadishu Kotshu, are connecting to these threads of consciousness, of light quotients, of light codes that I have been seeing sparkling across the waters, etching across the skies, and tapping into your fields of light. Anshuku Bahadana Yeshudaro, you are ready to receive. You have been sitting in stillness for many years waiting. And you're originating crystal codes and you're originating crystal keys of light frequencies within your soul will walk once more in a harmony of a crystal light code carrier, record keeper, decoder, transmitter, or transformer in the light body of a crystal light human form. The light consciousness waveform of a holographic crystalline essence of Jesus did walk on the water while they sat in stillness in their own higher consciousness fields, resonating in their higher mastery consciousness. Could they become fishers of men? And in our own grid systems of higher consciousness, will the light threads of light cords carrying codes of our originating soul seeds be delivered to us. Amanchidurno, as these heightened beings, known and unknown, arrive, bring transmuting and dissolving of vibrations to release us of low karma and trauma soul lifetimes. Did you quote to know this new energetic field of crystalline vibrations releases the mind, lets go of the ego, and allows stillness to radiate, amplify, and create a new consciousness. The mind will be listening and thirsting for the higher frequencies of the light intelligences that the soul will be commanding and aligning and receiving from these higher threads of consciousness that is arriving daily now. Your soul will be thirsting and commanding for its master soul seeds of intelligent light codes and all those equations and techniques and abilities and records will move back into formats and you will remember who you are. Remember. And tap into that frequency. When that tone arrives and that vibration settles within you, you will have the knowing. And the mind will transmit to the higher mind. I remember. And you will become the builders of form in your originating states of engineering and structuring equations. Formats of knowledge will all come forward. Amadiju, the soul body and soul being of who you are, will move into a highest state of all knowing, all being, all seeing. Sitchu Kurbatiranu Kubahadana. The codes of light that you once carried will be reinvented, reactivated, reamplified, and recoded back into reality when you have transformed. It is about receiving and remembering that we begin to transform in stillness. You will be breathing in musical tones of your true crystal light vibration. Well, some of you that are the builders of form, atomic masters and electromagnetic builders, will begin vibrating in higher vibrational tones through music, art, writings. Will all consciousness fields blend into harmonic waveforms of light particles and creations will once more walk free of the mind. Amadiyachu Mahadanya, yet in a harmonic vibration. Of a mind to a higher mind, a soul to a higher soul, an essence to an infinite essence, and divinities will be the consciousness threads around all. You will be the ones to recognize immediately those symbols and patterns on the soul structures, not just the phi symbol, not just the infinity symbol, not just the spiral of rings within rings. No, children, you will remember and recall when you awaken into your soul seed's vibrations and tones, you will recall all the writings, all the essences, and your activation of your original code frequency moving back into reality will unlock those templates and tablets that you have hidden within those seeds, within your heart. Chitorobakadna, who holds the keys? You do. Who houses the vibrations of light templates of reality consciousness? You do. Who has the amplification of transforming frequencies into awakening keys of light within a soul? You do. And I have seen these codes of light activating in sparks in the skies, in grid systems beyond. I have watched the dancing waves on the waters and seen the sparks in the trees. And in this year, 2019, we'll all be amplifying and quantified fields within the outer bodies and inner bodies will soar into reality. Many will become their originating powers of transfiguring in this next 10 months, and they will be filled with the fire, five code of five ratios of golden light intelligences. It is all here. It is all to receive as you are floating in the realms of truth each night now. As you are floating on the waters, you are fishers of men. Come, come and see and be in alignment of that which you cannot see below the boat. Yet it is within you to have the abundance at any time. You need only tap into the thread, the line, the cord of all that is of your consciousness thread, and you become infused with the fire of a golden light intelligent being. It will infuse the hearts and the crowns, and it will be monitoring this heightened vibration that you seek out now until the 2-2 gateway, where the perfected alignments of the fire frequency will activate those crystal seeds in the crystal souls. For the 2-2 gateway, master number 22. When mastery begins and opens corridors beyond, will that 2-2 gateway amplify your master code and the fire of your Phi code frequency? A heightened vibration of love will be fueling you with the music and the electromagnetic pulse of the hand of the master that you will be standing with on your platform each day. As you spiral into the 10th dimension or 12th dimension, where your crystal diamond platform awaits your entry, will you take the hand of the master spirit guide, your own higher soul, connect the electromagnetic heartbeat, embrace it, become it, uniformly transmit it into your physical heart, project it into the Gaia's core heart, and let this highest level of consciousness communicate within you until the 2-2 gateway arrives. Ba'ada yichu latahadana, the information is integrating within your soul seeds. Amaniya Chotarana, the crystal code of the inner mind's eye, is being activated in preparation for the 2-2 gateway. And through stillness, will you be amplifying in your columns of light of mastery. And all columns of light are of crystal and diamond essences. And that frequency of the phi ratio and its flames of golden essence upon the crown, where it is sealed now, will align you into the grid systems of where you are to be on the 2-2 gateway. Amalayachu Atidana. Let us breathe in the knowledge that has been delivered tonight. Let it integrate and imprint a light code vibration into your heart. Breathe in the phi ratio of golden essence within your inner mind's eye. Let that infinity symbol move left brain to right brain, left temple to right temple, to raise up your consciousness into the flame above the crown. Gaia is pulling even more from the threads that are transmitting from your foot chakras. Your crystalline essence is emanating into her crystalline cords of her grid systems. You are in oneness. And we are in a harmonic waveform of love, light, and harmony. Shachukravadana, Titirana. All is in perfection, and all is in completeness. Move the feet around a little bit, gently. Feel the essence on the palm chakras. And just become aware of the stillness around the head. Knowing that you are the stillness and the essence of your divine presence has communicated and connected with you tonight. Thank you for being with me tonight and with the heavenly word spoken of Jesus creating fishers of men and of all of us. I find it almost as a vision of sitting on the water and casting a spiral of my essence into the realms, into the grid systems, where anything and everything way up there is what I will tap into. We are not fishing. We are designing and transmitting an even more powerful adventure for 2019. So I look forward to you stepping out into mastery more with me here on my new Blog Talk Radio. And we'll see you on Saturday, I believe it's Saturday, February the 2nd at 1 o'clock. The replay will be available. I know some of you will want to listen to the information a few times because it was very heightened vibration of intelligence that came through from the Builders of Form and the Star Elders. So it will be on replay, and there will be an archive set up on this station to tap in at any time. It's all new to me. It's new to you, but we'll figure it out. Alrighty.